one second, I'm sorry, can you do it again? I had a delay.
That's
okay. Just slight delay, thanks.
Okay, Mr. Vinay, I'm sorry, we just started a little bit ahead of ourselves. Could you please state your name, your ADC number for us for the record, please?
My name is Anthony Villa, my EOC number is 123-740.
Okay, Mr. Villa, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I am going to introduce you to the board members that will be conducting your hearing today, sir. To my far right is the Honorable Mrs. Rittenhouse. Next to her is the Honorable Luis Quinones. In the middle, we have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chair. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'll be acting as your panel chair. And to my left is the Honorable David Neal, sir. Also with us, representing the Department of Corrections, as well as your parole officer, is Mr. Westby.
Mr. Grady.
Mr. Grady, I'm sorry.
Good afternoon.
All right. So, sir, prior to your hearing, you signed and received a notification form advising you of this hearing today. You recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so on that form, it also notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to obtain a licensed attorney to represent you, sir, at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm representing myself.
Okay, sir, at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Grady in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Okay. Sir, your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and condition of your community supervision has been violated. And in phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out at phase one, sir. Mr. Veer, you have two allegations listed on your warrant. I'm going to read those allegations to you. When I read those allegations to you, sir, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm asking? Okay.
Yes,
sir, the first allegation on your warrant states that you in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your use of cocaine on May 16, 2017, per the task lab report dated May 17, 2017. Sir, is that true or false?
Sure, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir. Sir, the second allegation on your warrant states that you are in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report to the Mesa Regional Office on June 2, 2017, as directed in writing on June 1, 2017. The offender is actively avoiding supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
True, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir. So based on the admission of Mr. Villa, I move to find that he was delinquent, he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Agree.
Okay, Mr. Deere, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing, sir. During phase two, the board will make a decision whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to first start out with some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Grady. Then we're going to come back to you, Mr. Deere, and get any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. Mr. Grady.
Mr. Villa was released from DOC on October 20th of 2016. He was arrested on September 13th of 2017 by Tempe PD on misdemeanor charges of shoplifting. He was returned back to DOC on September 13th of 2017. He has a CSED of December 1st of 2017 that reflects 103 absconde. Current conviction, 2011, forgery, 6 years. Prior convictions, 1996, escape, third degree, 1 year. 1996, burglary, second degree, 3 years, 6 months. 2002, burglary, third degree, 2 years, 6 months. 2004, unlawful use of means of transportation, 1 year, 9 months. 2006, shoplifting, 1 year, 9 months. He has five terms with DOC. His CUIR score is a 4-4, mental health score is a 1, substance abuse score is a 2. He admitted to being a member of the Barrio Guadalupe Locos criminal street gang. Prior term of supervision, 2000, CIS release, completed 11 months. 2003, CIS release, arrested on new felony, theft of means of transportation, revoked by the BABC. 2005, TIS release completed 7 months. 2007, TIS release completed 3 months. The disciplinary violations are moderate with drugs, sex acts, and weapons noted. Other arrests? None. His community risk score is a G6V7. And he pled guilty to shoplifting and assessed 1 day of custody, time served.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Gray, I see that prior to your release from prison, sir, you were approved to reside with your sister at 286 West Palomino Drive in Chandler, and she didn't have any other approved locations to actually stay, sir. Did you continue to stay with your sister, or what happened?
Yes, I did, sir.
Okay, and it says that you reported some employment, that you're working for Champion Home Builders in Chandler.
Yes.
But it says that you were terminated from that job due to attendance issue. Did you keep that job or find another job?
Yes, sir. As a matter of fact, I just received a letter from my daughter stating from my crew leader that I still have my job upon my release. They're asking me to go back, and I wrote my daughter back and I told them that upon my release, I am willing to start my job as soon as possible.
Okay, so why is it in the report that you were released for attendance? Did you have some problems with attendance?
Yes, sir, if I may explain. There was some times where I was advised to go to see my parole officer, and sometimes it was early in the morning. Now, I had just started this job, and it's very difficult, sir, to ask for a day off, when, or for the morning off, for that matter. If you barely started this job, I mean, I think you would all agree, because you have a time to come to your job on the days of your employment, you know. And like I said, sometimes it was just very difficult starting this new job and then trying to report. I explained my situation, and at Champion Homes, it's like a big factory and assembly line where we do mobile homes. And we have to meet our quota for the day, which is 4 to 5 houses, you understand? And it was kind of hard. Yes, I know I made a mistake by using cocaine and dropping dirty. But sir, if you see in the report, I successfully completed my 24 sessions classes. I successfully completed the MRT program that they had, that reentry program at Black Canyon. I forgot the address, but I mean, I successfully completed all those. And it just got a little overwhelming for me. And yes, I used cocaine at one time and I slipped. But I don't think that's like necessary, really, because I know I'm a stronger person than that. With all due respect, I thank you all for being here and listening to what I have to say.
Okay, Mr. Beale, I think you're absolutely right in what you're saying, sir. And looking at your program and your UAs, you know, you kind of fluctuated in your UAs. Sometimes you didn't give a sample. Sometimes you produced a negative sample. You were negative. You didn't have any drugs in your system. Other times you had cocaine and amphetamine, as well as marijuana in there, sir. And your last one in May of 17, and this has gone on for several different months, at least 6 or 7 months. So what is causing you have a negative, which means you're doing good, and then you turn right back around, and then you have a positive, and you have cocaine, you have methane, you have amphetamines, and you have marijuana. So what's causing these issues? And you did complete those programs.
Yes. Well, what I've learned through those programs, sir, is finding your trigger points, you know what I mean? And I was taking AA classes out there and AA classes, you know, and to me, sir, with all due respect, the classes that are provided here in DOC are, to me, if I may speak, they're kind of fake, okay? Because I think the ones that out there are more realistic. You have people in there with, I mean, not that the people in there have, don't have real issues, but I can relate to the people out there because, like I said, there's people, they seem more real to me. And I learned my trigger points. They help you to find your trigger points on what triggers you. And sometimes it gets a little overwhelming, and no, that's not an excuse, sir, to go and use drugs and so forth. But I found my trigger points, you know what I mean? I think I know how to handle it now. And like I said, as long as I have employment and good employment, then I would like to wake up every morning to go to and looking forward to working with them, I can be successful.
Okay, because looking at your record, sir, you're right. You did, like I said earlier, you did complete the cognitive behavior treatment program, and then you also completed 24 session, and you completed that program. And it looks like one program you completed on November 15th to 16th, and then you tested negative on the 18th. So right after that, you came out of the program. You did good. Your first UA was negative. And then after you tested negative, you didn't submit a sample. And then, you know, less than a month later, you were positive for the results of cocaine. And the same thing on the other program. You completed that program in April 24th to 17th, and you did a UA April 20th, and it was a negative results. And then you came back in the next month in May, then you were positive for cocaine. So you have been involved in these programs and completed these programs. You learn and you know what your triggers are, but it seems as though there's still something missing if you completing the programs, which means there's a willingness on your behalf to get involved and complete the program, sir. But you come out and then you are negative, and then you're going right back into the drug use. What's triggering all of that?
To me, the trigger points is I think it's just the overwhelming. The transition from being in prison to the transition to society, of course, we have a lot more bills and things coming our way. And I'm involved in the church now, so therefore, I mean, I don't want to make it seem like I'm using God as an excuse. But I know where I'm at in my life now. I'm 44 years of age, you know. I have three adult daughters and I have two minor daughters. And I think now, just being with my family, like I said, I can be successful. I've tried all these programs. I know my trigger points. I have employment walking out. So I think, with that being said, I think, like I said, I can be successful.
Well, Mr. Bay, I think you could be successful too, but it's something that you have to put your mind into. No program's going to do you any good, sir, until you make that positive decision to turn it around. You're going to continue to use drugs, sir. But you have to really, really give it some thought and really get into your mind, sir, to be strong, to be able to do it. You said you had two daughters and a family now that you want to support. You got to put those things first if you're going to be sincere and positive. What you're doing, sir. You have a little over a month left. You will be released on December 1st of 2017. So that is a very short period before you're released. And at that time, you won't have any parole or community supervision left at that time. And so it's going to take a strong person to get out and do the things that you need to do, get a job, be a positive person out there, change your friendships and not do around drugs. So I think it's something that you're going to have to work on, and you can take that time while you have to work on that. But I am going to see if my colleagues have any questions for you, sir. Seeing no questions coming from my colleagues, sir. Mr. Beale, the board is getting ready to go into discussing. Prior to going into discussing, sir, I want to see if there's anything else you'd like to present to this board prior to the board going into discussion, sir.
No, I just like to say thank you for your time, and may you all enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay, well, sir, stay on the phone. The board's going to go into discussion, sir. During the discussion, we'll make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision, sir. We ask you to stay on the phone and remain silent. We will get back to you after the decision is made. The board's now into
discussing. I think this is, to me, a very unique case because Mr. Villa has shown that he has a willing to participate in rehab programs, and not only has he shown a willing to participate, but he has completed some of these programs, and each time he's come out with a negative UA. However, as time has gone along, he has relapsed each time and started back to using drugs, and he's used amphetamines, cocaine, and marijuana during these during this time. So over about an 8-month period, he has been positive, he's been negative, and he has been going to some classes. One of them, he had to complete 24 sessions, and which he did actually complete that. Mr. Villa will be released December 1st of this year, which is a little bit over a month that he still has left on his community supervision. I think that if Mr. Villa stays in and waits till that December 1st, when he will be released from ADC, that if he takes that time and work on the plan and just give us a real serious thought about really straightening out his life and not doing drugs, I think he'll be a more successful person once he gets out there and if he does that focus. So that is going to be my recommendation. Therefore, I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Villa, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapses, was about to lapse into criminal ways by the use of drugs, being marijuana, cocaine, and amphetamines.
Second.
Agreed. Okay, Mr. Villa?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir, the board has voted to vote to revoke your community supervision. However, sir, you have less than a month and a few days left before you are going to be released on December 1st of 2017, sir. When you are released, you won't have any community supervision or parole left, sir. I would hope that you take the time that you have left to really put together a plan. So, sir, when you get out, you know, you have to be strong enough to really do it. And you have shown by your history and your record that you can do it. It's a matter of doing it and staying focused on it to do it. So we're going to wish you the best of luck and hope that you never have to have a negative impact with law enforcement again or have to come to DOC again. So we're going to wish you the best of luck, sir. Thank you for participating and being involved in your hearing today, sir. And that is going to conclude your hearing at this time, Mr. Villa. Thank you.
Thank you.
You too.